Recording now. Okay, so Zach, could you tell me what you've learned so far in photography, please?
So far in photography, I feel like I've learned a variety of different techniques.
Yeah.
To photography and different processes on how to take pictures and different ways of analysing them. So it kind of gives you different views on how to actually look at photography.
Yeah.
There's so many things. Different photographers themselves.
Yeah.
So you get sort of a different approach on when you take a picture. You can sort of be inspired by different photographers.
Right.
Which means you get different ideas on how to take pictures. And
yeah.
It's kind of it.
Have you learned anything about yourself? As a student or as an artist or a photographer?
As a student.
Have you changed as a consequence of anything you've done in photography, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think has changed for you?
I think sort of reflecting to the Talis habits, the inquisitive and imaginative.
Right.
Because you can't always keep taking the same approach of things.
Right.
Which I used to do. So I would always just do the same thing. And,
right.
But
can you give me an example?
So, you know, just taking a flat picture.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, might do a pinhole.
Okay.
So it's just sort of...
So it's to do with being more prepared to experiment.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean that you're better at taking risks than you used to be?
Yeah.
Did you think that's true?
Yes.
You're not just saying that because, you know, I want to hear it?
No, honestly, I would say.
Okay. Okay, so you're a bit more comfortable with risk-taking,
mm-hmm.
experimenting.
Yep.
Anything else? Anything else you think you've learned?
No, I'd probably...
Okay. So what have you found the most challenging aspect of the course so far, then?
Most challenging so far for me has got to be just getting the idea of what you're willing... not willing to do. Of what you're going to create.
Right.
Because I really struggle with getting ideas, so...
Okay. So, why do you think that is? Where do you think ideas, good ideas, come from?
Inspirations from other things.
Is that to do then with your experience,
yeah.
knowing enough about photography?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe the way you kind of look at, like, if you analyse a picture enough,
yeah,
and you kind of don't see it as a picture, you see it as the idea.
Yeah.
I think then when you've got a list of a variety of different ideas, you can kind of get your own from...
This might be too personal a question, but, you know, are you doing photography because you want a decent grade in photography? Or are you doing photography because you want to say something in the form of photographs?
I would say...
In other words, have you just chosen it as a nice course because it looks quite interesting and you're quite happy?
I'd say it's a bit of both.
Or are you compelled to make photographs?
I would generally say it's a bit of both. I wanted to do photography because, you know, it's a subject that I've always been sort of interested in.
Yeah.
But then it's also an expression of
how
you feel and stuff, so...
Right, okay. So it's coming up with ideas and then believing in those ideas.
Mm.
Is that what you said? The most challenging thing.
Yeah.
Knowing whether those ideas are going to deliver good outcomes.
Yeah, and also just getting the idea itself.
Right. So what's left for you? What would you like to learn in the future, either later on today or next week or next year? What do you anticipate learning in the future?
Ooh.
What do you want to... know or be better at in the future in photography?
I definitely want to know, like, get better with, you know, just general camera settings.
Yeah.
But I think that's quite a standard thing.
Like technical skills, you'd like more information about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
I'll see if I can find somebody who can teach you that then.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. The photography that begins with a C?
Cyanotypes?
No, it was...
Describe it to me.
Oh, it was kind of like...
Chemigrams?
No, it was kind of like abstract, sort of. The pictures were really weird.
Oh. Which artist? Oh, stuff we've looked at in class?
Yeah. We've done like a whole sort of section on it. I really can't remember what it was.
Oh. But you're interested in more abstract and conceptual.
Yeah.
Did you mean conceptual photography?
I did, yeah.
Okay. So photography that's more like art, more photography about ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd like to do more of that sort of thing. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.